Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future, none of you are heroes.
You're legends.
Get driven. Stay driven.
My name, you put some speck on it.
Oh, trio.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? This is another edition. I think we all had 18. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 18. So it's growing. Every week we come on, me and my lovely co-host, Faye Jackson, Faye Elise.
Hey, what up? Hey. What's up? What's going
chippy,
on?
Chippy, hey, hey. Not much is going on with you.
Not much. I'm in Ohio right now visiting Mommy Dears, but other than that, it was a lot going on in the entertainment world. I can say that.
Yeah, a whole lot went on. So we're going to get this two-hour commercial over now.
Oh, wow.
Then we're going to get this commercial break now. Then we're going to get into everything because I want to dig deeper down. I'm not going to want to stop. We're going to talk about a lot of the deaths that's went on. And we're going to talk about some other stuff that went on, and we're going to talk about some relationship stuff, too, that went on. And I'm going to leave that there. So let's take this commercial break. And we'll be right back.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings of top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name. Selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at TrashCity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom. We are online only. Visit us at TrashCity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
We're back to Big Daddy Hard Talk, Volume 18, and I got a caller I wanted to get through. My man George, faithful caller every week. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Brian? How you doing?
Man, I can't complain. How you doing? You a little tired?
I'm tired, bro. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I was going to speak to you, Trudy. I'm trying to build build the strength to speak to you right now.
I feel like that. Well, happy birthday. I think it was your birthday today.
Thank you, even though you didn't give me a shout-out. I thought we were cool like that, but never mind. I'll get over it.
Now give me a shout-out on Twitter.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. I love it. Well, you know, I appreciate it. I'm just beat up.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel like the floor mat of a taxi cab, but I'm all right. So,
man,
get a chance. Me and you talk. Huh?
What'd you say? What'd you about to say?
I said, we get a chance. I'll talk to you some other time, some other day about all the stuff, what happened. I can't say it on here because I don't want you to lose your show. So,
yeah, I lose my show, brother. Yeah, we both definitely will talk.
Exactly. All I can tell you involved like a goat, a llama, and a tub full of green jello. And I'll tell you the rest later, okay? So.
Oh, sorry. Lord. I got to hear this. I got to hear this story.
Oh, man.
I'm so old now.
That's cool. Hey, I shed a tear with you, Trudy, man, because for real, China was my girl, too. You know what I'm saying? And that really hit me up. That hit me hard, you know what I mean? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I feel bad. I feel bad for China. And, like, I really think the WWE should take care of her funeral expenses as well as some type of a stipend towards her family because they really screwed her raw.
Well, not even that, but you got to think about it. Let me tell you, and this is going to show an act of cowardness out of that company. If they put her in the Hall of Fame next year, I'm going to be severely upset because they're going to wait till this girl dies and say, okay, we can get her in. You know what I'm saying? That's an act of cowardness because you know her and Stephanie don't get along. So, but, you know, same time, I think it was, remember, it was like Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels couldn't get along. And when Bret was getting his Hall of Fame thing, they made Shawn Michaels leave. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's like an act of cowardness. The girl should have been in there
and,
long time. Go ahead.
And I thought it was a slap in the face when Stephanie put that tweet out.
Yeah.
Talking about how upset she was that Chyna had passed away. I'm like, you're the reason why her career went downhill.
Exactly. I mean, she went.
Depression.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Trudy.
Is like that's a real issue. Like it wasn't even the whole Stephanie and Triple H. That was the main reason. But you know, she also had a broken relationship with X-Pac. Like that thing triggered her to go down the wrong path. That's why when you have a friend that is crying for help, you should help them. Like, don't ignore those signs.
I mean, she did go to celebrity rehab. She tried. You know what I mean? I'll give her credit for that. She did try. And unfortunately, a lot of people go on that show, they don't really make it anyway. You know, I hate to say that. But, you know, at the same time, it's like this. I mean, she – huh?
I was about to say, but
hello?
On top of that, she tried to get off. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm here.
Okay. She tried to get off of that stuff. Excuse me. She tried to get off of that stuff, but then she was involved in the porn industry where there's a lot of drugs involved in that. So it's like, it's just like me trying to lose weight. Okay, I'm trying to lose weight. Should I take a job at a bakery? You understand what I'm saying? No.
Well, you know what?
I'm a and almost from should I get a job at KFC?
Well, with porn, though, you're right, because them guys do lines of cocaine because sometimes they be shooting for 20 hours. You know what I'm saying? 18, 20 hours.
Exactly.
You're 100% right on it. But at the same time, it's like China almost got caught in some lies, too. I hate to, you know, put it down like that, but I mean, like, I forgot what it was. Opie and Anthony, those two guys, they had a show where she was on there. And I don't know if you saw it, but X-Pac confronted her with all the lies she put on that she put on him, saying it was his fault that he got involved, that she got involved in drugs. And, like, he raped her or saw all this stuff. He confronted her. And she actually backed down and said, oh, yeah, she admitted she lied. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So she lost some points on that. But, Amy, go ahead.
I saw an interview she did on the Howard Stern show, like, a couple years back. And you could tell
that
she was on that stuff kind of hard. And Howard Stern should have ended that interview as soon as he seen how high she was. But Howard Stern being Howard Stern, he kept it going. And the next thing you know, she's butt-ass naked in the middle of the interview room.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, see, this says that she's taking advantage of this chick. And you know she's high. And it's just sad that her career went down the way it did.
Yeah.
Like,
you know,
she was,
and it's a shame.
Main
I'm sorry, Trudy.
Like, she was the top main performer for years. Like, she wasn't even considered a female wrestler. She was considered one of the boys. That's how good she was. That's how much respect she had. But it went down the wrong path, all because of a bad relationship.
Stephanie McMahon.
Because of a bad
relationship. Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because, like I said, if they put her in the Hall of Fame next year, I'm upset. I might. I don't know.
Tonight.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that too. But the opening show.
There better be something. The opening of the show, where all three of us are in agreement, there better be something said about Chyna. There better be video clips about Chyna and what she done. She in ring. Now let's talk about what she did. Her exploits outside the ring and the exploits she done after she left. I'm talking about in the ring. She was the first woman Intercontinental Champion ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Just like you said, she was throwing around grown men the same way she was throwing around women. She was one of the first women in the company, and she wasn't the first, by the second.
She was the first to go on the Rumble. She was the first to go on Rumble.
Yeah, she was the first woman in Rumble. She was the first woman to win a man's championship. She was the first woman to do that.
Yeah. And it wasn't like hard. I mean, she would throw these guys. I mean, remember she threw when the Royal Rumble. She threw Mark Henry over, and it wasn't hard for her to do that.
Nope.
It's just that
they screwed her, because it's funny to me how they deal with their inner office politics, and I'm gonna go on something that's a little bit offbeat, but you look out at their leader, Matt Hardy. And Edge. Now, Lita screwed around on Matt Hardy with Edge. Edge and Lita kept their jobs. Matt Hardy was out. And Matt Hardy was the one that got screwed over.
I used to have that DVD of all that situation. I used to have it. And man, they went in depth on that. You know, I can't remember what show it was. They used to have a show late night Saturday night. And they went real hard. Lita and Matt Hardy went real hard at each other. And everybody told them.
It was Bite This. It was a thing they called Bite This.
Yes.
And
it was a confidential, something like that.
And that's where they went back and forth at each other to the point where she's like, all right, Matt, whatever, move on, blah, blah, blah. But I can't fault him for being mad. He lost his job over something because she was screwing around. And his stupidity is no way I would add my boy with my woman traveling together.
All the time.
she told it. Because she said, well, Adam is riding by himself, and I'm riding by myself. You mind if we ride together? And he was like, oh, yeah, it's cool. And, Adam and Roger are all right.
Hey, Big Dad, I learned all that stuff I learned from that situation. I have to learn that. I have to use that on how I have to handle myself around you with my woman. So I got to make sure you know DVD out about that.
Here we go.
Another thing. She put everything together, man. She did a great job, man. She did an excellent job. I love her even more. I love her even more after she did it, man. We had like a whole bunch of new people and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, and you know, she was nice enough to let me have the goat and llama come in, and I paid for the green jello. I'm sorry, I got crazy.
When you talk to her, tell her I said hi, and tell her I love her too.
Well, she might be listening right now. That's why I'm being extra nice, you know. So I'm being real cordial right now. So, but anyway,
so
one, you know, one last
Big
thing.
Daddy said, "What's up?"
Hey, baby, I love you. but no, one last thing was this past Thursday night, I won tickets to the Eagles draft party at the Link. So she's coming with me. She's a big Eagles fan, so of course she was the first one I had. So of course she got those backstage tours, you know, the locker room and all that stuff. So, you know, it's the least I can do for what she did for me, you know what I mean? So
But do me a favor,
you know.
While you're at this party, call me up and let me know what's going on. And I'll report it. But we will report about it next Monday. Because I'd like to know what's going on. I've been to a Sixers draft party, but I've never been to an Eagles one.
Well, the Eagles is my second love. Sixers is my first. Everybody knows that. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I'm trying to get a job at a moving company so I get Sam Bradford the hell out of here.
He done pitched his thing. He's ready to go now. If they go draft the quarterback, he's like, why am I here?
Yeah. One last thing, hey, Trudy, I was thinking about this earlier. I was at work. I said, it shouldn't be no problem, the next three women that should go in, it's like Hall of Fame each year. And I thought it was like, of course, it'd be China, Ivory, and, oh, God, who the third one? I think the third one might be like Sable or something like that. You know what I mean? They're making it seem.
I agree with all three.
Huh?
I agree with
all three.
Absolutely agree with all three. It might be China and Sable at the same day, but I don't know if Sable still has a rocky relationship with him, even though she is married to Brock Lesnar. But, you know, he kind of still has a rocky relationship.
Yeah, she did, but that's how you know that letter written, because they want to keep Brock happy.
Do yeah. that.
So,
hey, Big Daddy. Hey, Big Daddy. Yes. I'm having a bet with my friends. It's either tonight or I think it may be this Sunday, the pay-per-view this Sunday. You think Balor will be in tonight or maybe this Sunday?
I think he's going to be there tonight. Because he dropped that NXT belt. They're going to move him on to the main roster. That's why they had him drop it so quick at a house show.
Yeah, that's why I found that kind of funny. I found it kind of funny because like, he even, like, after the match, he grabbed the microphone and told everybody. He said, I ain't going nowhere. And I'm like, you can't believe that, you know? You know,
that's
you just
crap.
Can't believe that.
He's going.
Went to the main roster.
He has to. He got mm-hmm. that club together. You know what I'm saying? So,
here comes
it's going to be
crazy. Club.
Exactly. I think, I don't know what they're calling it. They're calling it Balor. I think they are calling it Balor Club. But
I think it is going to be Balor
gonna
Club.
Be... Oh, okay. Well,
with AJ
in it?
Man, they letting go of that Bully Club. Sorry about it.
But George, I'm gonna hit you up definitely on Thursday. I'm gonna let you know what's up, man. And
let
you know who it is.
Give me a call before then, and let me know what happened this weekend. So I might talk to you later on tonight. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
No problem. I'll hit you up tomorrow, bro. All
right, bro.
All right, Trudy. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks for
y'all
calling, bro.
Care.
I always appreciate you calling.
No problem. Take care.
That's my man right there. That's my man. Him and I pretty much, you would think we was related. yeah, but we got into that whole China thing. But that's my feelings on that with China and her death. I think the WWE really owes her family a lot, because they screwed her over and screwed her life up. Now, everybody that has something wrong happen in their life don't mean you're supposed to turn to porn and drugs and this, that, and the fourth. So, you know, a lot of us got wrong and we just rose above it. But what I'm saying is, you had two executives in this company that screwed her over. You understand what I'm saying? And what'd you say? I'm sorry.
They kept tarnishing her name. They kept trying to erase the good with the bad, which isn't fair.
I agree. And I totally agree. And then people, let's be real with it. That porn tape that Hulk Hogan did was way before they re-signed him. But they still resigned him, even though his name was caught up in some controversy because he screwed some man's wife. They got rid of him because he called somebody a nigger. They didn't do it for over the porn. And I know of a couple of wrestlers. I know a lot of wrestlers, a lot of people that have been in the industry that have done porn that, you know, are being punished for it, but you can't punish somebody for what they did in the past because nobody is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you try to keep it PG, you try to keep it kid-friendly, blah, blah, blah. But it's up for you to monitor what your kids see on the internet. You should be monitoring your kids' phones, and you should be monitoring your kids' laptops and tablets and all that stuff. You agree?
True that.
So the next thing I want to get into as I sip my tea. I woke up, I want to say Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday morning. And I saw the whole China thing. And that kind of shook me. Because I'm like, damn. I can't say I didn't see it coming, but it happened. I feel bad. Later on that afternoon, I take, you know, a couple of different painkillers. So I was halfway out of it. So I wake up from a little bit of a nap. I might have slept 15 minutes. And I see on my TV, I was watching TV One, and I seen in the corner of the screen, hashtag Prince gone too soon. And I said to myself, what Prince they talking about? Prince Iakea? Prince of Wales? Not the Prince I know. Yes, Prince Rogers Nelson died Thursday, and the world was shook. The world was shook behind
me. Yep.
Now, I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to say that I was a huge Prince fan, and I had all his stuff from A to Z, and I had his whole catalog and this, that, and the fourth. Because if I said that, I'd be a hypocrite and a liar. But I was a Prince fan. I enjoyed Prince's music. I do have a number of Prince songs on my iPad now. There's a song that Prince had that was on that Purple Ray Adam album. Baby, I'm a Star. Every time I hear that, that inspires me. I love that song. And there's a couple of different songs through his career that I just really love. Prince Rogers Nelson was one hell of a performer, musician. I heard that he played over 27 different instruments. That's incredible in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
He had music that he didn't even publish yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a heartbeat, a heartbreak when he passed away at 57 years old. And Friday, I had to take my son over to get his suit. He's going on a junior prom this Thursday. He's a senior, but he's going on this girl's junior prom to help her out. And I was taking him over to get this suit tie thing. There was billboards with R.I.P. Prince on it. I don't remember seeing that when Mike passed.
Well, you
go
know,
ahead,
technology.
Sweetie. You got to say things.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go ahead on your Prince.
But I got to say, Thursday was like, I could barely work. Like, I think my job discovered how distraught I was. Because when I woke up in the morning hearing, you know, China had passed, I'm like, yo, that's like very, like, I hate to say it was expected, but it was sad nonetheless because, you know, she's only in her 40s. So that's just something you don't expect. So I went to the gym, you know, I had to, like, clear my head, like, you know, get my iron pumping, whatnot. So, you know, I'm not watching the TVs, I'm lifting the weights. And when I get home, I turn on the TV, and it says, it's like breaking news, Prince is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And when I screamed, I am a huge, like, Prince to me is how, like, Michael Jackson was to everybody else. I love Michael Jackson. But I'm not going to lie and say I didn't laugh at people when they were, like bawling out of control and tears and, like, because people kind of, like, ridiculed him for years. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm a big Michael Jackson fan. Oh, it's a conspiracy that he did. And I'm a huge, I love Michael Jackson, but I love Prince. Like, I love Prince because he was a freak. He didn't care what you thought. He was him. I love people that are them. Like, he didn't change him for nothing, and I idolize that. He's the reason why I love purple. He's the reason why I added purple to my outfit. Like, I love Prince. People that know me the closest, and I, like, shout out to my friends that texted me that day. Even Honey texted me that day to check to see if I was all right. I love Prince, and just for the fact that he's, like, I'm still bewildered on what happened. Like, like, just, like, why? He's one of those people that I thought that would never die.
Outlive all of us.
Like, no, I thought he was, like, Cher. Like, he's just one of those people, like, I thought I would outlive Prince. I thought Prince would be 150 years old, still trying to make music and still telling all the record companies and just still telling people, you can't play my stuff off of Spotify, and you can't play my stuff on Apple 2010 and 2016. Like, he didn't have his music on there. I have his music on my iPhone because, like, I need to listen to Erotic City at least once a week. I need to listen to Get Off at least once a week. I need to listen to you,
That's
Sexy MF, like, every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those, I need to listen to Cream, like, once a week. just because it keeps my freak inside. So I just, you know, I'm still just shocked. I'm shocked.
Erotic City. Erotic City was the jaw. That was my jaw. That was one of my favorite. Everyone you mentioned was like some of my favorite songs from them. Even Kiss.
Yeah, I love his earlier stuff. But when came the symbol, when he really let it out, that's when I was like, yeah, buddy. And I was probably like maybe 10, 11 years old, and I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, I like this. Because it was around the same time Janet decided to become a freak herself. And, you know, if Janet, if I hear anything about Janet, I might, y'all might have to check me at the Brooklyn Bridge because I might jump off. Because that's my one. But I was still shocked.
And even with,
and
like I feel like all the different artists that surrounded him and just been saying, like, all this stuff, like Stevie was hurt behind it, and a lot of the, like, you know, different things on Facebook that popped up, passed away, and stuff that I didn't know. Like, I didn't know that him and Chappelle were really tight friends. I knew Chappelle had did the skit about him, but I didn't know that they were tight like that. And he loved the skit that Chappelle had done.
Yeah,
he was saying,
he
like,
even
yeah, after him and Chuck. What'd you say?
He even made it one of his album covers.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just crazy. And then I read something that Prince had bought into Nike. And Prince was the one that went to Michael Jordan and said, like, look, you need to start your own sneakers in 84. And Michael Jordan made billions of dollars off of Jordan. And that was because of Prince. So Prince had his hands in a little bit of everything.
He was a huge,
and
yeah, he was a huge sports fan. A huge, like, he loved the Vikings. He would go to, he was a, like, a season pass holder for the Minnesota Vikings. He would make their entrance music and theme songs for them.
Look at all the different Super Bowls. Well, the Super Bowl, the last one he performed at, it was pouring raining, and this man put on a whole full-blown show, and it was crazy.
It's just shocking. Like, not somebody in their 50s. I don't expect that. I don't expect somebody in their 40s to pass away. Like, I didn't expect China to go so soon. But you just never know when your time is. You just never know.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Okay. Prince was an icon in the entertainment business as well as even in business. Like, it's crazy the stuff that he was involved in, even his charities that he donated in that he didn't, because he was Jehovah's Witness, he didn't speak about. But one of his friends was on CNN just saying how much he did, you know, and as far as, like, he donated so much money, you know, to the violence in Chicago and Flint, Michigan.
Oh, yeah, he was a big advocate of the Black Lives Matter movement. He just didn't put his name on it, which is smart.
And he didn't have to. Yeah, which is smart, and he didn't have to, and he shouldn't have. And that's what gets me, like, a lot of people want to donate this and that, but then they want to get recognition for it. If you really true about it, you should be doing this from your heart, and you don't need any recognition. So we can go on and continue to talk about Prince. And I know they did the autopsy, and the reports won't come out for at least a couple of weeks. So we won't know the exact cause of his death. I did hear that China was on anxiety pills as well as painkillers, and they might not have mixed together well. I'm not saying she was abusing them. I'm just saying she was on these two different pills, and maybe something didn't react to something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody thinking that I'm saying that she OD'd. That's not what I'm saying. We have another break that we have to take now just to plug some shows. So we're going to take that, and when we come back from that, we're going to get into our relationship part of the show, Big Daddy Hard Talk, Volume 18.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart family dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversations, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. Join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Let's get driven and stay driven.
That's right.
We're back. Big Daddy's Hard Talk, Volume 18.
And before you talk, before you talk about the relationship, you know, Beehive, I'm a part of Beehive. I talk about Beyonce's Lemonade that came out Saturday night, even though I was at work.
Okay.
I just seen it, so I saw it yesterday. And all I got to say is, I don't know if Beyonce is just trying to sell us a story, kayfabing us or whatever, but if Jay-Z was really doing what she said he was doing in the movie, which I don't understand, because Jay-Z looked like an infected monkey, and you pull a beautiful woman like Beyonce, you still got the nerve to cheat on her? Like, bro, please. And she took
all
you
right.
back.
I'm going to comment about that because I hear that a lot. You know, people say, how could he cheat on her? How could he cheat on her? You show me the baddest woman in the world, and I'll show you a negative side of her. Or maybe I'll decide to have a sex with her. I'm just being real. I'm just being real. So to say, all right, he looked like a diseased monkey, how could he cheat on her?
Yeah.
It's something that may get bored. May get bored. He got bored, and then what it is. He's a multi-billionaire, and he can have any woman in the world he wants. So he decided he wanted something different. Sometimes you feel like he sometimes you don't.
Keep letting go out in public. Keep letting that go out in public, and he don't realize that Beyonce got way more fans than he do. He will become public enemy number one. So he needs to stop while he's ahead. Just stop.
Yeah, well,
Jay-Z will get shut down.
I guess I hear in the tone of your voice that you're a big Beyonce fan. So, of course, you want to see it that way. Something else we almost forgot to talk about. Friday, there was an interview on The Breakfast Club.
I don't know if anybody listens to it, but it was Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy, and whatever the Spanish chick name is, Angie Martinez, whatever her name is.
No, not Angie Martinez.
What's her name?
And she's not Spanish.
Whatever.
Nick.
Whatever. They do the Breakfast Club. And Birdman was a guest on the show. So before the interview even started, I know people have been watching it. They've seen the video 101 times like I have. It's been all through Facebook, YouTube, whatever. People have put memes up immediately
yep.
after it happened. Birdman comes on there and he says, y'all going to disrespect my name. Three of y'all ain't going to disrespect my name. You put my name in your mouth.
That's not what he said.
What he said.
First off, y'all gonna respect my name. All three of y'all. Y'all gonna respect
me. All three of y'all. Put some respect on it.
Y'all gonna respect it. All three of y'all.
All three of y'all. One, and okay, let me fix what I'm saying before I get my comment. So he does this interview, but then he doesn't even do the interview. He came in there with seven dudes. Excuse me. With a chip on his shoulder, disrespecting the three of them, and then Charlamagne being the ass that he is, all right, then let's turn the cameras on. Turn the cameras on. We're going to do it. Make sure. But I respect that about Charlamagne. Charlamagne was like, if you're going to do this, let's record it. And DJ Envy, you could tell, was just trying to get past it. So he said, we got a special guest in the building. We got Birdman. And Charlamagne was like, here it already cussed us out. What's the beef? And Birdman never said what his beef was. At least when, Fresno Starr came on there, he told him what his beef was before, they got into anything. And my thing is, as a man, if you got a problem with another man, you take it up with him. He shouldn't even have came on the show if it was that deep, number one. Number two, if it was a problem and he had an issue with him, you could have got him to the side before the cameras were on. Say, look. You said X, Y, and Z, I didn't appreciate it, blah, 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 blah. But don't go up there with your seven homeboys acting tough. And then Charlamagne still played him out. Like, did you step to Trip Daddy or did you step to Rick Ross? Nah, nigga, I stepped to you.
Yep.
Like, whatever,
yep.
man.
Are we finished or are we done? Are we finished
yeah,
or
are we finished or are we done? Are we finished or are we done? And you put my name in your mouth, put some stuck on it. Crazy situation. But we got a caller who called right on top. Hold a second.
Is this the man of the hour? The man of the weekend?
This is the man of the hour.
Yeah, the man that broke the internet this weekend.
Yep, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, sis?
Oh, man. Man, I would love to be your phone and read it right now, like I'm just saying.
Slim, I'm going to let you tell your own story. I'm not even going to embellish it. I'm glad you called when you did. You tell your story on what happened to you this weekend, and then we'll comment. Say, I want you to weigh in when you want to weigh in as far as the woman aspect. Let's just get in it. Let's just get it. Agree?
Okay. Agree.
Okay, I agree.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, go ahead,
ready? All right, here we go. So I went out of town this weekend. I went to Canada with a couple buddies of mine. And how it started off, it was supposed to be we went on this whiskey tour. And it was supposed to be a wrestling promotion. No, buddy of mine, he got a show up there. I said, I ain't going to ride up there, see if I can get a spot, whatever. So we out of town in Canada chilling. Everything is cool. All of a sudden, Sunday, my phone is blowing up. I'm getting congratulations on your anniversary. Oh, I didn't know you was with somebody. How long this been going on? And, since when did you get married? And I mean, what were you talking about? Oh, I seen your post on Facebook. I said, Facebook? I haven't been on Facebook all weekend. I went in one time to check in and turn my phone back off because, you know, up there in Canada, they charge you roaming charges. So I said, I'm, you know, talking about 20 cents a minute for phone calls and 10 cents a text. I ain't talking to nobody. I proceed to turn my phone on. What do I see on Facebook? It's a picture of me and my daughter's mom on my page talking about some, oh, 5 years strong and running. Are you freaking serious? And then what makes it worse is all the comments that's underneath it. You got this girl talking about how long you've been in a relationship. That's real nutty. I didn't know you was with somebody. You was busting up with me, but then here you is up in Canada with her. And I'm like, oh, oh, oh. And you got a, you got another chick that jumps in.
Come on.
Hmm?
Go ahead, go ahead. You're right, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. You got another chick that jumps in, and she's like, oh, so how long you been talking to her? Like, I know about you, and Ryan said there ain't nothing going on. Well, here's a picture of me and him together. And we, I'm like, what? Really? And I'm just sitting here watching all this. So I took the post down, and I put up another status. I didn't post this pic. My daughter mom did, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I found out from her cousin that apparently she went through my phone sometime last year. She got my Facebook info off my phone and has been watching my page for a whole year to see what type of interactions I, you know, I do. Since I pretty much keep everything basic, I guess when she saw this thing in Canada, I was like, oh, okay. Well, I know you chicks are probably watching. Let me post a picture of me and him up there and see what, you know, type of reaction I get. Well, apparently she got the reaction she's looking for because everybody came out the woodwork and they feelings.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Fetch. Go ahead. I'm going to say, first off, actually, I don't even know what to say to that because when I woke up Sunday morning and I checked, like, my, I always get, like, a bunch of Facebook notifications, which are mostly, like, games or whatever. So I seen that. So your picture popped up. That was the first thing I saw in my news feed. And I was like, okay, I didn't know he was in a relationship, but, you know, he finally came out. I was like, look, I was like, hey, at least he finally came out the closet and not being a whore bag anymore. So that's what's up. But after I saw, when I looked at the picture, then I seen how many comments were on the picture. I was like, oh, it's going down. Let me click on this real quick. I saw the comments. I was like, whoa. A lot of females were, not a lot, but a couple of them were in their feelings. Like, and they were tag teaming. Like, okay. I hope I get this situation fixed, whatever's happening. Because, you know, I don't know the women in your relationship. You know, that's your business. Like, we family, so I don't need to know them. Not like right, that, right. Anyway.
Right, right.
But then, later on that day, when you made your comment, saying that your kid's mom basically stole your password and then did that. That's real petty. Not on your end, on her end. Like, that's just, I don't understand why females do that. Like, does she still have feelings for you?
Yeah, of course.
And
break it down,
she just couldn't,
and I've been
telling you that she felt some type of way that y'all not together anymore, because I don't understand why she was going on your Facebook and do, because that could have ruined a lot of friendships. Seriously.
Ron,
so
I got
I'm
one friend. Like, listen, I got one friend. She's pissed at me now because she's like, well, Ron, I thought we had something going, and I feel like you lied and deceived to me. But I'm like, well, the thing is, we hardly went out like that. There's only a couple times that we chilled. And then when I pressed the issue of me and you hanging out, like, you always too busy. You know, and then she even commented, like, we never even had sex or whatever, but, you know, but I'm glad I didn't. And I just said, well, listen, it's funny how you come across like you mad, like I did something against you, but you wasn't even trying to put in the effort to build a relationship. And then the other individual I was, like, was speaking to, she's like, well, I don't know what's going on. Why did chick post this picture? Who's this other girl? I'm like, well, you asked about it before, and I told you, so don't try to act brand new now. Like, anything that you ask and you already have an answer to. It's like you want to blow it up for social media.
Hey, y'all, we got a caller, so I'm going to let this caller in. All right?
Okay.
Go ahead, Lady T. You're on Big Daddy's Hard Talk.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Slim Whiskey. Hey, Faye. How are you tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Okay, I guess I didn't hear. I got muted a little bit. For Slim Whiskey, how did he address his child's mother?
Me, how did I address her at? Or
after the pictures were posted, all the comments were made, how did you address her?
Oh, I texted, I said, well, what's this picture about? Oh, well, I just thought I should let people know. I said, well, did you get the answer that you was looking for? Or did you get the response that you was looking for? Because clearly, you see what you know what it's hitting for.
So I guess as from the woman's side, from where I'm coming in at, why would she do that unless you might have left some room or something that you two were still together or still something going on there? Like, as women, we just don't pull stuff out the air. I know you think we crazy, but we don't pull stuff from out the air. Well, let me just throw a picture up, blah, 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 to see what happens.
Right. So what has been going on is she still hasn't gotten over the fact that I told her I don't want anything further with her as far as relationship-wise. I said, all right, we have a child together. We can be friends. We need to keep it cordial because we have a child, and that's it. But her aspect is, well, I don't feel that you should be making any advancements if I'm not there in the picture with you.
Advancements.
And it's just, yeah, like you should, if you're trying to get a house, you shouldn't be focused on you getting a house. You should be focused on us getting a house together.
Or, why?
You know.
Yeah, why? See, I love you to death, Slim, blah, 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 but there's something missing there. I don't care what there's something missing. You're not telling the truth about everything. We as women, we're not going to jump to that conclusion. Why we going to buy a house? Why are we going to do that unless you're doing something? Now, if you want to cut it off, cut it all the way off. And don't leave this woman hanging.
Yep.
And that's the thing. Like,
in the past year, have you smashed? Be real.
No.
No?
Like the whole thing. Oh, see, here we go. I'm saying, like, the whole incident from, like, the phone thing, when she went through it the first time, I said, like, that's it.
Thank you,
Miss Lynn.
Any questions?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's it. And so she just, well, the female aspect is we ain't buying it. That's the female aspect.
Okay.
Anyway, Big Daddy.
Here quiet the whole time. I've been sitting here quiet the whole time. I haven't said anything.
Ahead,
yeah,
Big
go
Daddy.
Ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
No,
and
go
I'm going to put
ahead,
my two cents
in.
Let me say my thing. Now, like I've been saying from the door when it comes to this, he told her from the door, this is what this relationship is about. Okay? And she chose to imagine herself in a different light with him, and that's her fault, and she gets caught up. And he ain't over there tapping her off, but she had the audacity to come out her mouth and say, I don't wish you no good if I'm not in the picture with you. And then she's a shifty MNFer. And Slim, brother to brother, you need to stop dealing with her because she don't mean you no good. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I know that's your baby mama and you know, blah, 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 blah. But this woman is crazy. And the fact that she did that, she trying to blow up your spot like that is just so immature and petty to me. And sometimes you got to know when to cut the fly off. So let her go, man. Let her go.
No, I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Her people hurt
don't
other
do
people.
Nothing.
Yep, that's true.
Because she purposely tried to hurt you with that. And pretty much, it was an open soap opera on Facebook yesterday, which I totally missed because I don't read comments. I look at pictures, and I saw the picture of you and her up there, and the first thing I said to myself was, he don't went down with you yet. Because that didn't even sound like him. I was like, I don't know. She must have threw it on him good because he don't do stuff like this.
And that's what everybody was saying.
When I text you and you said what you said, I said, that makes sense because that don't sound like you. But then all the other comments that was at the end of there, she got exactly what she wanted. Because
yep.
I guess she was thinking, if I cause a wedge between him and all the rest of these women, he got to come crawling back to me.
Yeah, let me go shake the beehive and get things.
Everybody that responded, everybody that responded, now she knows who he's dealing with because they didn't play the hand, too, by playing
yep.
into it. Now she's
right.
stalking
yep.
their pages. Now she all
yep.
her nieces' pages stalking them. So she threw
exactly.
a rock and they responded. So I agree with Big Daddy on this one. This is somebody who you don't want to mess with or don't play with. Clearly she don't have a life. She has too much time to be doing this. And it's somebody that you don't want to be bothered. So even if you got to, you know, fight fire with fire, go back on social media just like you did, you know, I don't have no dealings, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that wasn't right. If you truly have nothing going on, then that wasn't right.
Right, and that's pretty much what I did. I went back on Facebook later.
The real moral to this whole story and the real moral, and if anybody that's listening to this, straight up, don't go through your mates. Oh, don't do it. If you don't
well,
trust this person, you need not be with them. Me
mm-hmm.
and Tracy been together for years. I ain't never went through her phone. I ain't got no reason to go through her phone. She has no reason to go through my phone. You understand what I'm saying? Don't do it.
You know what?
Sometimes
I agree.
When you look for something, you're going to find something you don't want to see. You're going to find something you don't want to see.
Yep. They say when you're searching for dirt, you will definitely find it because you are already aiming to search for it anyway.
So she got what she deserved. She went through your phone. She said, I wish you would have ran across a picture of some girl's mouth on your Johnson, and that would have really got her.
Oh, man.
That's what she should have got.
That's what she should have
mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Lady yeah, so that was my crazy weekend.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
You still there, Lady Tick?
Yes, I'm still here. I have another comment, please. Oh,
go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, and I apologize for the music. I had to pull over, that you guys did a good tribute to Prince. You and I had talked personally about that, and everybody grieves in a different way. And this whole weekend, I have not yet been able to look at the specials, listen to the music, do any of that, because I guess I'm not ready to deal with that yet. But you guys
mm-hmm.
did a good tribute, and I just think a good man went home, and he was very private. And I want to say to all the fake behind people who did the GoFundMe, to go to Prince's funeral, and
yo.
People sent some money.
Wow.
Okay, so now what? Now that they've cremated the man, the family made it private, just like his life. He's been cremated. Do the other people get a refund back? Because clearly there's no funeral for you to go to. How about that?
Wow, I didn't hear about that one.
Okay,
yeah,
I heard about it.
Comment.
With the quickness, but for the fact that people started GoFundMes to go to the funeral, one girl had purple tears coming out her eyes. And I was like, come on now, come on.
But
and
these are the fake people too. Like really, and I'm not telling
crazy.
My age, but Big Daddy, you and I had a conversation. I was in junior high school when his first one came out in '79. Half these kids weren't even born. You really don't even know the whole catalog. So now you want to jump on the bandwagon? Bite me. So that's how I felt about that.
And real quick, it was a bunch of people that got upset at SNL because SNL did a tribute to Prince this past weekend. I didn't see it. Actually, I forgot about it. But they did a bunch of clips on there a million and one times. And they also showed the different skits that they had done, you know, of poking fun at Prince
okay,
over the years.
Right.
Yeah. So a bunch of people got upset saying it was too soon, this, that, and forth. We need not be that serious about, you know, every little thing. Prince saw all the skit. If he had a
yep.
little issue with it, trust me, it would have been
he had it
from
pool.
The
he would have said something. Yeah.
Yep.
He would have said something.
He had
of course,
he had
SNL is going to play the different times or the different skits they did about him, making fun, joke. We need to laugh.
Laugh.
And we have to embrace that. And that's where everybody, because Lady T and I, let's be real, we're brother and sister, okay? Let's just put it out there, we're brother and sister. We have seen, yeah, you know me. We have seen so much death in our family that it comes to a point where you got to kind of keep a stiff upper lip about it and keep a humor about it, because you can't just let every death that goes on in your life tear you down like that. And exactly. I was, you know, like I said, I almost shed a tear when Prince passed away, but I'm not going to come off like my life's going to end. You know what I'm saying? People, oh my God, Prince died, I don't know what I'm going to do. Anything I'm sad about is the state of music now. Because the only person that left is Stevie. So y'all better bubble wrap Stevie and put him in a glass case somewhere. Because once he go, music is dead.
Yeah.
And I also heard Frankie Beverly was in the hospital now, too.
Still got R. Kelly.
These,
I need to go check on Ron Isley.
Yeah, yeah, right. Go check on Ron Isley. Go check on R. Kelly.
Still Patty,
yeah, shoot. But, Lady T, I'm going to let
yes.
you go. Thanks for
all
calling
right,
in, babe.
Thank y'all. No problem.
Love you.
All right, Lady T.
I got to give you a call about something, too, Lady T.
Who?
I got to give you a call about something, too. I'm going to call you. If I don't call you today, I'll call you tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Have your people call my people.
And on that note,
it's always bye. Calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That's my sister, and I love her. And she got a smart mouth just like I do. So you can imagine what it was like growing up in our household. Trust me, it was a comedy show every day. Slim Whiskey, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling in, bro.
No problem,
you know, I hate to say this, but I enjoy your little story because it's entertaining, man. You're my entertainment.
Listen. It's a day in the life of Slim Whiskey. That's all I can say.
So
a day in the life.
I wish you luck, brother. I hope everything works out. And you got my number. Call me. I'll talk to you later, too. All right?
Yeah, hit me up later. All right. All right. All right.
All right, bro.
All right, sis.
All right. We're going to wrap up this
episode. You hear how I had to call Slim Bro, because that is my bro, but I don't want his, I know he got stalker woman listening right now, and I don't want them in my inbox like, who's that girl you always talking to? Who's that girl you always taking pictures with? Nope, I don't want none of that drama. Stay out my inbox.
Everybody knows that's your bro. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but females is like, they, there's a whole another level. There's a new broad of chicks out here.
But
they
again,
savages.
I got to kind of, and I love him to death. I truly do. But I got to kind of sort of fault him because he should have cut her off a long time ago.
Yeah.
All they have to do is talk about him and the baby. Like, if it ain't about the baby, they don't have to talk about it. Simple and plain. If you're not dealing with this person no more, that's it. That's it. Like, this is about the baby. Like, don't entertain no thoughts. Don't do nothing. Because obviously she's crazy. Then a little bit of a stalker. So, Faye, we're going to end this episode of Big Daddy Far Talk 18. I tried to get a guest come on, but he didn't respond to my text today. So, try again later. I'm still trying to text this person because I want to get, you know, I want to talk to him about what's going on in his life. Anything going on with you?
Nothing much. I'm about to get back into the groove of things. I got a couple of photo shoots scheduled for May. Time for me to get back into my regular groove. So,
and if any promoters are,
things will be happening.
If any promoters are listening, any wrestling promoters, Faye Elise is available. Booker.
Yep.
She will increase your ticket sales, trust the lead. So anybody who's listening, give her a call on FayeElise.com. You'll get her information. Check out her website. Boom. You know what I'm saying? And by
yep.
the way, you need some new pictures up on your website. Yeah, I'm tired of looking at the same one.
That's why I booked a couple of photo shoots, sir. Thank you very much.
And on that note, there's three different types of people in the world: those who don't know what happened, those who wonder what happened, and people like Faye Elise, Faye Jackson, and Big Daddy that make things happen. We will see you on Monday. God bless you all. Watch Raw tonight. It should be something exciting going on tonight as far as the Balor Club and everything. And we'll see what happens. God bless you all, and good night.
Good night.